Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice. We might as well call it daily because as the boxing news gets delivered to us, we hand it down to you seconds later. And the big news today to be discussing is Adrian the Problem Broner, usually in the headlines because he has some sort of problem. But today, I want to say this is a good problem. Omar Figueroa has been rumored to be in a, you know, DUI and had been arrested. And we all thought there was a possibility he would pull out. And now Dan Rayfield of ESPN and numerous other sources are reporting that it will be likely, instead of Omar, it would be Jesse Vargas, the 28-2 with 10 KOs, who will be stepping in on April 21st on Showtime on a main event in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. A source with knowledge told Mr. Rayfield. Now, I like this fight. But the question today, ladies and gentlemen, is buy or sell. So I'm going to head on out to my co-hosts, starting with the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah, Conor McGregor.
Boxingvoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock into a knockout, man. When he the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
Boxingvoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And man, I'm honestly like sad for Adrian Broner in this situation. You know, obviously, no one is going to bat for him behind the scenes because if they were truly invested in him, they would not be throwing him in there with Jesse Vargas on late notice when Omar Figueroa was already a tough fight. And I think the consensus, maybe not everyone, but the consensus out there is probably going to be Jesse Vargas is a better opponent than Omar Figueroa. So if you are invested in the Broner brand, AB, you know, do you want this matchup at this point in time coming off a loss to Mikey Garcia and the layoff? So much to get into. The matchup itself, obviously, we can get into it. That, how it happened, the rumor of it. Can't wait to chop it up with you guys and the callers.
And back out here in the Garden State, we're going to the amateur.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal, most vicious, and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody
ruthless.
I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! Boxingvoice.com.
Yeah, man. Adrian Broner got thrown a curveball, but I mean, even though I'm feeling Matt on his opinion, I think this is good for Broner. I think that this would be a good time for him to make an impression on the public. A guy like Jesse Vargas, you know, if he wins against a guy like Jesse Vargas, you know, I think a lot of the, you know, not negative attention, maybe the negative thoughts about him being, you know, on his way out, the naysayers, but a win over Jesse Vargas would be very impressive. You know, Jesse Vargas has been looking good. You know, he held the WBA secondary title, I think, at 140. And, you know, Omar Figueroa was already going to be a good matchup. But Jesse Vargas getting thrown in there, it is a different opponent. It is going to be a different type of fight. Matt, you're right in saying that it is dangerous to be, you know, facing somebody at the caliber that Jesse is at a late notice. But, you know, Adrian Broner's no pup. He's been around for a while. He's a four division champion. I mean, it, you know, this is what he does. So, you know, it, either he's going to come out of this gloriously.
Sink or swim, daddy.
Yeah, that's right. So that's my thought right now on that.
Yeah, man, look, I kind of echo your sentiments. I believe that this isn't that much of a difference in terms of opponent. Unlike Matt, who called it a short notice, I think Adrian Broner has been hard away at training camp over there with Kevin Cunningham and Vaughn Alexander and Devin Alexander. I believe that because the name changed, it doesn't mean that Broner isn't or doesn't have the same mindset. When we,
I'm not disputing that. By the way, it's just that it is a later than probably, you know, you would want notice on an opponent switch that is of the caliber of Jesse Vargas. And just for game planning, whatever that could be. Not that he's not training, not that he's not in Kevin Cunningham's gym, which I love. I love when he goes down there and gets away from Cincinnati and goes and trains in Florida. I do think that's great. But this still is of concern. It should be of, it should be made note that this is not common where you have a late opponent switch like this of the caliber of Jesse Vargas.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to be one of those negative Nancys to make a lot of hoopla about this because I'm happy that this is the world that we live in. You see, this is what I envisioned when I seen Al Haymon buying up all the fighters, you know, that no matter what, where you turn, no matter what injury or pullout you may get, you still end up with a top 10 fight. And I like this. Now, for Broner, it is dangerous, and neither one of you have made any note to it, but obviously, this is has to be a 147-pound fight. Jesse is a welterweight. Yes. Now, Broner has flirted with the welterweight division in the past. It hasn't always suited him, and he failed to the smaller Mikey Garcia. I mean, the only good thing I see is that this is also a junior welterweight moving up to welterweight in Jesse Vargas. So once upon a time, he was small himself. So I guess maybe Broner can find some sort of, I don't know, comfort in that.
True. But I mean, again, if you're coming off a loss, you know, you usually want a tune-up. Jesse Vargas is no tune-up.
Yeah, but you need money. I mean, or that's what people want us to believe, that due to his children and child support, he needs to fight. And in order, you know, to make a decent payday, it can't be versus a tune-up.
Then that's sad and unfortunate if that's the case.
Well, no, I mean, you're saying sad. Maybe he just doesn't want to touch what he has to pay his child support. Maybe he just wants to make more. Like, it's not that he can't pay child support, but we did hear Ken Porter allude to this when Porter was fighting him, Porter being Sean, which I spoke to today.
Again, having to make any sort of business dealing rushed in any way based off of what's happening in your personal life is unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
I don't know, Matt. I don't know if Matt is being negative, Doomsday. Let me try you, because he's saying that this is rushed. I mean, the man's already in training camp. What's rushed about it? All he's doing is trying to salvage a paycheck.
You know, he needs that paycheck. You know what I mean? We all need some more. You know what I'm saying? Let me finish my thought on what you said. I'm going to finish my thought on what you said. As a boxer, somebody stepping into the ring, I got to agree with Matt. You know, it is dangerous because you've been training for a certain style, a certain type of fight, and then you get thrown in with this other guy, and it's just not an average guy. You know, there's some people on the chat saying that Vargas is super average, but, you know, he's been in there with all the top fighters, and I don't think he's super average. I think he's pretty good. And is he top five or not? You guys know?
No, top five he is not. But
ten.
He's definitely top ten.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it is dangerous, but in Ness's opinion, it's what he does. That's what I said before. Adrian Broner is not a pup. He knows what he's doing. And you know, it's kind of surprising to me because I was expecting Vargas to go, you know, Keith's route. You know, I thought that was going to be something.
Now, look, this isn't 100%. You know, I heard it could possibly be Josecito Lopez, who was pulled from his Hector Munoz fight, you know. So let's see. I mean, Jesse just said on his Twitter, look, big news coming. He didn't confirm it. Dan Rayfield is saying he, you know, sources close to the camp with knowledge.
I mean, SB Nation already put an article out there. Scott Christ, I think, is the writer.
Yeah, but based off of Dan Rayfield.
I don't even know what their source was, but they put it out there already as if it's already likely to happen. I mean, I like the fight,
man. I like the fight, too. I think, for one, it's a high-profile fight, man. I mean, I don't know why you're so negative. This guy's been, you know, you Google search Jesse Vargas, and all you see is pictures of him and Pacquiao. This is a big name for Broner. If Broner gets a win, who knows what this does?
I'm not denying any of that, Ness.
We can't hear you while you talked over me. I can't hear you. What?
I'm not denying any of that, Ness. That this is a big fight, that this is a high-profile name. I'm not denying any of that. I'm saying it's the wrong time for that high-profile name.
You think this is a dangerous fight for Broner, Manny?
Yes. Coming off a loss to Mike Garcia and the way he's been on social media, you need to give him a soft touch to get that confidence back up.
Mm.
Now, as a fan, putting on the fan hat for a second, yeah, it's a great fight. I would be entertained by it. I'm maybe excited to watch it. But if I'm in his camp, if I'm in his team, if I'm as a promoter, manager, whatever, I'm definitely saying this is not the right move to make. Listen, we can put other moves here.
We were already anticipating an action-packed fight with Omar. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, bro,
is Vargas more dangerous than
Vargas? I mean, he's got 10 knockouts. You know, people seen him hurt Bradley, and all of a sudden he's a puncher. He's got 10 knockouts. He's cleaner in terms of technical skill than Omar Figueroa, but he doesn't have the activity of Omar Figueroa. And Timothy Bradley, who isn't the biggest puncher, he was able to rock a bye Jesse Vargas to sleep for 11 rounds.
Timothy Bradley's a Hall of Famer. Broner's not. Come on, what are we talking about here?
You know, Broner's sometimes so easily discredited.
Wait a minute. You act as if Broner's so far off of the achievements.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Bradley is an automatic Hall of Famer.
And you act as if Broner is far from those achievements.
Given though that he's a little, you know, stained off.
First of all, listen, hold on. First of all, Bradley did not unify at 140 last I checked. Maybe he did versus Devin Alexander. Maybe, but it was like a one belt unification at 40. At 47, his claim to fame is a robbery over Manny Pacquiao, going life and death with a prospect that lost to Mauricio Herrera before he fought him.
Do we want to pick apart Broner's resume? Because we can start doing that.
No, I'm just saying, because you're the one being very critical here.
Again, coming off a loss, you do not take this fight. Coming off a loss, you don't take this fight. Ness, hold on. Coming off a loss, you do not take this fight. Come on. We all know that. If you're a high-profile name with the company behind you.
Omar Figueroa was undefeated. He was undefeated. Omar Figueroa didn't know how to lose.
Oh, man. Omar Figueroa is sloppy. He's
Matt's on one.
Hand issues. Come on, man. Like, this, there's difference here. Come on.
He going choppy-choppy on Vargas.
Yeah. He's on one tonight.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Listen, man, I know where you're coming from, Matt, but still, yeah, this fight's, if it does happen, it's a great opportunity for Broner to go ahead and actually rise up at all the, you know, all the naysayers and all the bullshit, you know. He lost his last fight to Mikey by decision, unanimous decision?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, it wasn't like he got knocked the hell out. It's not like he
lost every round.
But he fought Mikey Garcia, you can say that much, right? You know,
any of us think that Broner's beating Jesse Vargas? No.
What do you mean, no? He has a good chance, man. Come on. Mikey Garcia and Jesse Vargas are not the same fighters.
Yeah, I'm not picking Jesse. I mean, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
You know? Omar over Broner. You're not going to pick Jesse over Broner?
I didn't say I was picking Omar. I said I might have picked Omar, but I was scared because Omar is super sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesse isn't.
Okay.
You know what's the big question here, guys? Are we ever going to get that Adrian Broner? Are we ever going to get him back?
Come on the record right now and say he's picking Broner then. I mean, or Vargas. I mean, I am.
All right. Vargas is going to beat him.
Well, you're saying it's a dangerous fight. How dangerous? Stoppage? Unanimous?
No. It's a percentage in winning. That's what I'm talking about. It's not a winnable fight coming off a loss. It's not.
But you guys got the bounce back off a lot.
Yo, Jesse Vargas is biggest.
Yeah, bounce back with the comeback fight, with a tune-up. That's what they do.
Listen.
Look who fucking Danny fight. Fought Brandon Rios. Jesse Vargas is a higher caliber than Brandon Rios. We have to be honest here.
Mm.
Come on. We can look at what they do in the ring and say there's a difference here in a comeback fight.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna agree on that one with you.
Look, and we didn't know who Keith is getting. Keith didn't even get fucking Jesse. Keith wanted a lower level opponent than Jesse.
So basically, you're saying this is too tough for Broner on a comeback.
I'm saying it's ill advised on a comeback. It's
sort of like.
But what if you want to be great? What if you want to get back in the limelight? You don't want to wait the slow route. You want this 1.5 right now. You don't want to take a
Broner, take 700 right now, because we know Broner can make 700 right now, and fight in 3 months after you beat up a Samuel Vargas or whoever that we don't care about, and be a co-main event, and come back in the summer, and then come back in the fall, fight 3 times this year. That's completely possible.
Man, I think the fans has just lost their faith in Broner, and I think that a fight like this could give his stock a little more.
Yeah, I think his stock will raise tremendously because if it comes away.
No, if he loses, it just goes down. So it's like, if I'm Adrian Broner, what the fuck do I got to lose?
Yo, if he takes back-to-back losses to Mikey and Jesse, man, he's done at the top.
Man, listen, my man got a family. He got bills to pay. He's going to be like, let me get this money. This is what I do for a living. I fight. Bring him on down.
Looking at it from Matt's perspective, it could be a career-ending fight because it would be back-to-back losses. But I think that this is a world where Gabriel Rosado is still a viable opponent.
But Gabe is like,
you love cutting me off.
Sorry, I'm used to us being in studio. You know that.
I'm used to be punching you right in your face when we get close. The minute we knew, yo, I'm talking to Kevin Barry and Ken Porter just to come to Vegas to punch you in your face because that's closer to where you live at.
Oh, that's
funny. I don't know what I was gonna say now. Fuck, this guy. Just punch him right.
I'll say what I was saying.
So yeah, of course. You were cutting people off with.
Rosado, I think, is more like than Broner. Broner doesn't have the goodwill of the fans. I feel like the fans have kind of already turned their back on Broner. That's what I'm concerned about. If he gets those back to back losses, the fans are really going to turn their back on Broner.
I don't know, man. A Jay Leon Love still could get fights, bro.
Yo, yeah, whatever happened to that kid?
Nobody cares when he gets fights.
Yeah, but he can still eat is my point. Listen, quick super chat. Thank you to Jabron Clemens saying that BoxRec already has it in writing. And even though everyone likes to shit on me for using BoxRec, they all use it and they know once it's on BoxRec, it's official. Yo, hilarious, B.
Damn, Broner, man. Yo, Matt, that's the thing, man. The fans, man, they've lost their faith in Broner. A lot of the fans, he has to earn that back.
That's where Matt's at. Matt's lost his faith as well. And
Matt feels like he's a lamb to the wolves, right?
No, but I mean, he makes a good point. I get it. You know, I mean, Mikey was a smaller guy. He beat you, and now you're going up against Vargas, who's mentally tough. Vargas is mentally tough, at least. You know what I mean? And you got to be good and school to pick them apart. I mean, look at Saddam Ali, who was a good boxer. I picked him to beat Vargas. He just couldn't keep Vargas off of him. Can Broner do it? But Broner's been in there with tougher men. That style, you see, because Jesse isn't Mikey, but Jesse is more similar to Maidana.
Okay. More
similar to Maidana.
And also, I mean, Mikey wasn't a volume puncher like an Omar was, but Mikey was able to throw enough volume to shell up Broner.
Jesse, yeah, but it was accurate volume.
Yeah, but I think Jesse's a pretty accurate puncher, to be honest.
Looking good, man.
I mean, look, let's get the elephant out of the room. Do you think that PBC, Al Heyman, the powers that be are tired of the suicidal rants, tired of the gun posting, tired of the, you know, TMZ, high-profile media reporting on this said superstar that's attached to this network while they're trying to build something, he's simultaneously destroying it, so to speak, from one angle. And this is all hypothetical.
Again, hypothetical speculation. It definitely seems like Heyman, PBC, whoever you want to say is they.
This is a serve-up.
Yeah, are no longer in the business of Broner. That Broner is truly on an island of his own and even says as much on social media when he goes on his rants.
Now, how much is this fight worth, you think? Because we're thinking, oh, wait, hear me out. We're thinking they're cashing him out. How about we think the way I was thinking a few minutes ago, and it's like, no, this is a big money fight. They said, you want to make real money? Well, you got to fight Vargas. How much is real money? Like, Broner is getting what to fight him? I mean, we know he's fought. I mean, he's coming off a loss, so I guess the check can't be the same. But we do know at one point he got 1.25 to fight Paulie. Would he just get to lose to Mikey, you know?
Got like $1 million, I think, to fight Mikey. Got like 1.1, I think, to fight Mikey. But we looked like before, and it's usually like 800 to 1.2 is that range that he's always in.
I think that this
never dipped below 800,000.
And the opponent switch, even though in some cases it might have
got to be getting more money for this. This is a higher caliber opponent.
But so, based off the loss, I don't know. Maybe 950. I can see 950, 900.
Damn, you think this kid's not banking a mil anymore? You got to understand, he still does the ratings. Win or lose, that's what matters. That you can still pull the seats and pull the eyes.
It does, but again, it seems like they're trying to push their resources to other people now. That's, again, like Broner is a different generation almost now. Like, it felt that way. When you look at that big press conference on Showtime, it felt like Broner was one of the older guys there.
I mean, being the opponent switch, right? Just don't mean to cut you off.
It also felt like he was the most popular that guy there. Like, the
I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that. That's why I'm not denying that point that you said about the rating.
The only guy that Charlemagne spoke to on a first-name basis.
Is there any change in maybe purse because of the change in opponent? Well, I mean, facing a more dangerous fighter, right?
That could be backroom. That could be a backroom like check. Yeah,
and you know, being Adrian Broner, I'm like, okay, you're giving me a more dangerous opponent. You know, kick something more up for me. I mean, I get a win-win situation for Adrian, man. I mean, even if he loses, he's gonna get paid. And the opponent switch. Sometimes when you get an opponent switch, it's bad. Oh man, we're waiting for this fight, but now we're getting this fight. With Jesse Vargas, you know, Jesse Vargas has a whole crowd, a whole backing, you know what I mean? And I think it's just going to add more viewership to this fight, more attention.
Shout out to the Barclays Center. I mean, they are fucking killing all other stadiums. I remember the StubHub used to be the shit like 5 years ago.
Yeah, man. Barclays Center has turned into the, what was the Roman?
Coliseum.
Yeah, the Coliseum for boxing, man. Shit's dope.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Well, let's go out to the phone lines and the sponsors. Shout out to all our patrons who make this show possible and allow us to get to all those camp lives. So remember, all super chats and Patreon subscribers are greatly appreciated. We're trying to get into Kevin Barry and Joseph Parker's camp right before they head on out to see Anthony Joshua. Just waiting back on the final OKs. And just lining things up, man, with a couple of guys there. So, Matthew?
Sorry.
Were you doing something?
No, that was an accident, actually. I'm sorry.
He spazzed.
That was an accident. Sorry.
Was that a bad soundbite?
Still gotta get the soundbite up.
Move on. Callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the 502-956. 502-956, first-time caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Mike Presley from Louisville, Kentucky.
Mike from Louisville, Kentucky. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling in, man. What do you think of this news? Jesse Vargas in, Omar Figueroa out?
I just feel like a lot of people just hate Broner, because if Broner was the one to pull out the fight, he would have got dog for it. And Omar pulling out the fight, and people still clowning Broner for Omar pulling out of the fight, is crazy.
I definitely see your point. Now, what do you think about this fight if it actually happens? Does Broner have a shot versus Vargas? Is Vargas a walk in the park?
I don't see nobody with 10 knockouts beating Broner. I just don't see it happening. You can say what you want about his personal life, but I just don't see nobody with 10 KOs beating Broner.
If you don't
knock Broner out, he's not beating him at all.
Now, what about the size? Does that mean anything to you? I mean, Vargas seems to be the bigger guy.
Not really. I don't really feel like I don't really feel like Vargas been in there with nobody that he has shown. When he fought Manny or when he fought Timothy Bradley, he didn't do anything to them. So I don't feel like I ain't saying Broner's on their level, but he's not no scrub. And people calling in, I'm reading the chats and stuff, everybody making it seem like Broner's like a free fighter, and he's not. You got to put your personal feelings to the side when it comes to this, and I don't think people's doing that.
True. I hear you, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. I want to ask you one thing before you go, though. Is this an upgrade in opponent? Like, do you feel that this is a better fight now that Vargas is stepping in?
Yes, it's a better fight for Broner. Like you said, Omar, when they started announcing everything with Omar, I already knew he was gonna pull out of the fight. He didn't really seem like he was in the fight anyway. So I knew it would be a different opponent. This is a better fight for Broner. He can prove people wrong if he does win, which I'm pretty sure he will win this fight.
Well, all right, brother Mike. You said Mike, where are you calling in from?
Kentucky.
We got you. Thank you for calling in, brother. We're going to D in the ATL. Talk to me.
What's good, Ness? What's good, everybody?
What up? Hey, speak up a little bit, D.
I just want to say, we can say what we want about AJ Broner. He has more heart than most fights at 147. You got Keith Thurman running from Errol Spence, pulling the floor, a bunch of stuff. I'm just saying, you got Danny Garcia, Terry Pitching, fighting Brandon. Running from anybody, at least you could say what you want. The man, he could went to New York and asked for an Uber driver to fight. This man said, Omar Fraker, okay, fuck it, give me somebody up. Give me an upgrade guy, Jesse Vargas. Even though he probably going to lose this fight, you can't say nothing about it. This man don't duck nobody. He's probably going to lose, but he don't duck. He fighting better opponents than people at 147. People higher, they got people put a higher pedestal than AJ Brown. He fights better than him. His resume, fighting better than all of them. But so I don't understand the hate he's getting for fighting Omar Figueroa, not for Omar Figueroa, Jesse Vargas. That's all I have to say.
Well, good, all right, good. Brother. Well, thank you for calling in.
Indeed.
First off, really good.
Repeat all that, Matt. Repeat all that.
I know. Overall, just good point about, you know, since he's fighting a great guy or at least a top 10 opponent, and these other guys aren't, we should give him credit for that. I absolutely agree with that, 100%.
Yeah, he made a bunch of great points.
And also, I just want to add to it, I don't think it's hating on Broner to say that this might be a bad matchup for him. If anything, that might have Broner's best interests at heart, to be honest. I know that might be kind of weird to think about in that perspective as a boxing fan, but if you are a fan of Broner, you may not want this matchup, to be honest. But you are right that he should get credit for taking it.
Either you believe in your Gallo or you don't.
Yeah, man. Well, this is a tough fight, and it's a good fight. This is the world that we wanted with PBC. You know, they're giving it to us. I just hope that people appreciate it and understand it. And like the last caller, D from Atlanta, said, look, man, he doesn't have to do this. He could afford an Uber driver. You know, so it's pretty cool that he's not. It's pretty cool that these are the options for us as fight fans instead of an Uber driver, instead of an Aaron Herrera. You know, we're getting a decent, if not, this is championship level, man. I mean, if this was HBO, this would be championship boxing. Am I wrong?
They would find a belt for it.
Oh, no, I mean, you don't need a belt. Do you need a belt to be on championship boxing? Is that what you're saying?
I believe so, because it's real championship boxing.
Well, okay. Well, I just want to applaud them. If they happen to make this, I'm happy with that. You guys are excited about this. Okay. I'm happy to receive this one and obviously do a bunch of build up on it. Oh, you guys want me to shut up? All right, we'll go.
That
somewhere.
Wasn't me. That
was 570-540. What's up? Who's this? First time caller? Where you calling from?
Oh my, yeah. What's up? My name's Nelly. How's it going,
Nelly? Where you calling in from?
from Scranton, Pennsylvania, my man.
PA in the building. Talk to us, brother. How do you feel about Jesse Vargas stepping in for Omar Figueroa?
Man, to be honest, I think it's going to be a great fight, and it's a dangerous fight for Broner. The reason is because we already seen what gives Broner problems, and it's definitely not a style that Jesse Vargas has. It's Omar Figueroa. That would have been the problem. That would have been the real test. But I believe that Jesse Hart has accomplished more or been in the ring with people with more caliber, more known than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, his resume.
Definitely agree, brother. Well, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in, man. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. Check out the documentary, One Face, One Name, One Champion with Deontay Wilder. We have episodes 1, 2, and an epilogue. We're going to go out to our Skype machine. James, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Feels good to be able to get called 2 days in a row. Adrian Broner, I got to admit, I've been off the Adrian Broner train for a couple of years now. I'm not a big fan of his antics. I think that he's one of those guys who allows his outside-the-ring persona to hurt his ring. Work, I guess, is the best word I could look at. So I look at this and I say, you know what? Jesse Vargas is a good test, man. He has a great resume. Been in there with some of the best guys in the business. Even though he hasn't won against some of the best guys in the business, I feel like him and Adrian Broner are almost the same level. Guys who have a lot of potential, a lot of great talent, but have lost some of their step-up fights. And hopefully this can get Broner on the good side of boxing in terms of in the ring. You know, he's always going to be a lightning rod type of guy because of his antics outside the ring. You know, we thought he was going to be the next Mayweather. That he is not. But that doesn't mean he can't be a poor man's Mayweather, a guy who has a couple of losses but can still pull up and do some good stuff. I just hope that we actually get the best Broner. I watched him on a couple of interviews, and he'll do a shitty performance and then come back and be like, oh, you're going to see the best Broner that you can get. You know, what's the famous thing he says? Or when I'm at my best, no one can beat me. But he keeps getting beat. So it's like, when are you going to be at your best? Hopefully you're going to be at your best. And, you know, he can prove to us, you know, the Once fans, I put myself in the Once fan category, that you are who you say you are. Other than that, you know, I love the boxing voice. Y'all keep it going.
James, man, thank you for calling in. I will say this.
The saddest thing in life is wasted talent.
And that is the story of Adrian Broner's life. He needs to turn it around. Hopefully he can do that. Listen, this has been a breaking news report. So I want to remind you, you can always hit that thumbs up button if you're catching this tomorrow, later on today. Right now, doesn't matter, future, present, past, hitting a thumbs up always helps with the visibility, lets me, Doomsday, and Matt know, hey, you like this content, we should probably keep doing spontaneous shows. Another way to do that is obviously by subscribing. We're coming really close to 67,500. We're trying to get to that 68. I mean, if we could do that in a day, that would be another record that we set, like, you know, so that would be awesome. Help us out with that. Subscribe to the channel. Check out the documentary. Matt, you stay putting me on a timer. What the fuck?
Yo.
Matt, I'm your host, Nestigus. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts is...
Hold on. Nest. Time out. Flag on the play. You forgot Ruthie's, man. Come on. You can't leave the show.
I actually talked to Gil. I ordered some, but to make it worth as well, I'm trying to see if somebody want to get down. Didn't you want some, Doomy? You should order the double dozen.
I do. So put me down for the double dozen Ruthie's Pasteles.
I'm getting a double dozen, so that would be good. If we could get one more person, and he could make that trip today. Because I would have some right now. I'm fucking starving right now. Anyway, I guess I should give you the phone number, which is 917-568-1195. You could also place your orders online because this is the 20th century. Orders at Ruthie's Pasteles, all common spell, RUTHIESPASTELES.com. And you can check them out on Instagram at Ruthie's_Pasteles. Speaking of Instagram, I'm your host. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts are, thank you, Al Heyman. This is a great replacement. I could have easily been seeing Rod Salka Broner, Samuel Vargas Broner, Aaron Herrera Broner, fuck anybody not in the top 10. This is a breath of fresh air. Andrew, Sam, Kelly, Lisa, you know, everybody that listens on the low to report what it is that we're saying, thank you.
I'm Matt the Hipster, and you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice if you want to support your favorite boxing channel on YouTube. And also get hours and hours and hours of extra boxing content from Standing Eight Count, Untitled, Overtime, etc. Peace.
And no final thoughts for you? That was
dry. You know, he came in with his thoughts.
I wish I had your soundbite right now. I'd be like,
yo, is my soundboard still out of tune here?
Let me hear it.
I just played something.
It's well, not working. So.
You're serious? Whatever. I'll get her going.
Yo, who set that up for you?
Nobody. I just did it myself, but I just still don't know why it doesn't.
Know why? You know why? Because.
But you could catch me. Damn. You could catch me on IG. That's Alex_Doomsday_Linez, L-A-I-N-E-Z. You catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, and on Twitter, Alex Linez TBV. And make sure to check us out on Patreon. Get all that exclusive footage. If you haven't seen the documentary with Deontay Wilder that we did down there in Alabama, Maddie, Enrique, Mickey, Ness, killing it out there. Go check that out. There's different tiers, you know. And you choose to which tier you want to. You know, you want to get that, what is it called? The boomerang?
You get Mastermind. Ringer.
You know what I mean? So go check us out and look through our tiers and see what best fits you. And, you know, I just started a channel. I know it's 3 videos up there. Doomsday Chronicles. Something new will be coming on pretty soon. Make sure to check out all the sister channels.
If you want to find radio channels, you go to YouTube, you go to the Boxing Force on YouTube, go to the featured channel section, find a ton of channels that you can subscribe to and get extra content.
And final thoughts on this? I mean, you could look at it through two points of views. Matt had a great point with the you know, the danger and him coming back. You know, it's a lot to lose, but then again, there's also a lot to win. And we'll leave it at that. Let's see if this fight really happens, if it's fully confirmed. It says that when it goes down on BoxRec, I guess it's gold, right? So we could assume that this is going to happen. And I had something else to say. Oh, how you feeling? That's for a little Espanol. You know, got the Latinos right now.
I'm ready. We could do it. Listen, let's close this one out. Come right back. So there you go. You heard Doomsday. He's going to be coming back with some boxing voicing Espanol. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Because we will continue to bring you the latest and greatest. Deuce.